Let's hear it for the patrons who keep us going. There wouldn't be a show without you. When they're not sure whose ears are hearing, Patreon tells them know who is cheering. There's Michael Dominic, who's been the OG, and Groundhog Day obsessed Michael V. Michael Stinson is Michael 3, and the last one is Michael Padley. They hear calls from Alex Ives Mary, and they can't forget good old Cassie. Marissa also pledges, though it pushes her to her edges, and Pete will give a dollar, so he should get a holler. So subscribe, every day is Groundhog Day, and by bite mark the comic, then say hey at patreon.com/y'allheard, and subscribe now before another word.
Everybody,
this is Y'all Heard,
a podcast with me, Marissa Phillips,
and me, Pete Phillips,
and we're not related.
And this is a show for curious people who want to hear about a variety of topics out there in the world, from
food
to fetishes,
celebrities
to unsung heroes, from things you think you know to
things you didn't know you needed to know.
1, 2, 3.
Pete, how are you? I hesitated. Pete counted down, and I thought we were both going to race to say, how are you? So I didn't say it first, and I hesitated, and he didn't. So I wasn't
and I thought, swear. I thought if I counted down that you would fall into muscle memory and do our old intro.
Oh, you want me to do that?
You don't have to.
Okay, but after
this, I can use this next time.
Okay.
Marissa, how am I? Holy crap, I made a peanut butter pie last week. That's how good I am.
Like one of the ones with like whipped peanut butter?
Yeah, I guess.
Like mousse?
Yeah.
That sounds delicious. Those are delicious.
And then I ate it. That was better.
Ooh! Was there chocolate in it too?
Yes, I used chocolate graham cracker crust.
Ooh, fancy.
Instead of Oreos.
Okay.
But, probably should have gone with Oreos.
I mean, isn't chocolate graham cracker crust made with the same cookie that Oreos are made with?
I don't think so. Marissa.
Huh.
I'm on a committee
at work.
That's
for you.
Yeah. And we have to figure out stuff with AI.
Oh.
And then I went to a meeting in the afternoon with another group of people. And they want us to do presentations on AI. I think I don't like AI.
I hate
it. It's like, it reminds me of like Trump and Taylor Swift. I know you're out there. I don't want to know anything else. Just leave me alone for a while.
I hate AI, even though I work doing something I will not get into that is related to AI. I don't like using AI, and I hate it. And I also don't really follow it at all. But, Pete, I don't know what your presentation needs to be on, but might I recommend you just make your presentation entirely promoting China and their AI? So hopefully after that they stop asking you to make presentations.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, just make it like this, like really, really, really just go ape on how we should only just go all in on China. I don't think that's a good job loss.
No, I don't think that's what they'd want either. How about you, Marissa? How's your life?
Right before we started recording, I got pepper juice in both of my eyes, but I'm fine. I also, just telling you random things, I'm like fine overall. I also realized we are the weakest link in our neighborhood. Every time I meet a neighbor, I make sure they know we're renting. Because... The front yard,
don't get used to us.
Our front yard looks insane because after they dug up the ground to fix the plumbing, they never did a long-term solution. They just put wild bits of dark dirt and gravel that actually overflows into the sidewalk.
The sidewalk, nice.
I don't even know if you can do that because I think you have to take better care of the sidewalk. Also, our landlords never communicated how things work. And we've only rented apartments. It didn't occur to us. We did it. We did it eventually. But I didn't realize, like, we're in charge of snow removal right in front of the sidewalk. But also, we were out of town during a snowstorm, which when I'm home, I did it. I did it way later than everyone else. So I was a little embarrassed. Like, but yeah, then we're away for a snowstorm, and we were like, what are we supposed to do? And so we Googled it, and some people are like, oh, just make sure you do it within 48 hours. Then other people were like, you need to hire someone to do it.
Yeah.
And then other people were like, that's your landlord. You don't own the own the house. And I don't know. And we don't want to ask our landlords. And
well, I would be more concerned about the whole gravel situation.
Yeah. No, I know. But apparently, we were more concerned about the snow. Because then if somebody slipped and fell on the snow, which you could be sued for if you own the house, can you sue tenants? I think only if.
But if somebody slips and falls on gravel.
Oh, I mean, that's not my fault. That's 100% my. There's nothing in my lease that says I'm responsible for the gravel they place. There might be something in our lease that says we're responsible for the snow removal. We can't access our lease because.
Right. No. Why would they want you to have a copy of that? It's just your legal right.
So that's why I make sure everyone knows we rent. And the last thing I was going to say is, guys, wish me luck at 7 o'clock today. Well, by the time this goes out, it will have passed, but. At 7 o'clock today, only 1,000 people can claim a box of Totino's Pizza Roll flavored Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And I gotta be one of them. I can't even eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch because it's not gluten-free, but I need to own.
And it's loaded with sugar.
Yeah, it's loaded with sugar. It's not gluten-free. It also sounds like it'll taste like shit.
Yeah.
But I can't not have it. So, fingers crossed for me, because I missed out on the Pizza Hut wine that dropped a bit ago. And I also missed out on the Progresso soup drops, Pete. Did you know about those?
Shh.
Yeah, and I wanted them. I didn't know about them.
So, today's topic
is... No! So, everyone, wish me luck. Pizza party pooper, I want it all.
What the hell were... What's Progresso doing?
They're soup, and they made, like, soup lozenges, soup hard candies. Hard candy that tasted like soup?
Boy, that's wow.
Yeah, but you are you surprised I wanted them, that they exist? I mean, I didn't think they should exist, but if they do, I want them.
So things are good.
Yeah, things are fine.
We're skipping an icebreaker today.
Puma athleisure wear.
Oh, thank you. We're starting a little late, and I'm hungry and sleepy, we're skipping the icebreaker and jumping into today's topic, which might sound kind of familiar to some of you, because it occurred to me that Marissa did Orca Trends in September, but I didn't really remember what that was all about.
What? Are you going to do a different fish trend?
So today, I figured we could talk about other cetaceans, specifically dolphins,
and orcas are
dolphins. So, that's part of their family.
What is
cetaceans? Stations are like whales.
Oh, you said stations.
Cetaceans.
What the fuck? Wait, go back. What does the word cetacean mean?
Dolphins, whales, and another group.
It's a family of animals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Were you just going to say it and not explain what it was?
Well, I was going to explain a little bit later when it came up.
Everyone was going to be confused.
So we're going to talk about dolphins. We're going to talk about how dolphins are.
If you talk about their rape, I'm pretty sure we've talked about that already.
And I suppose that nothing in the world is black and white. So maybe it's not right to say the pros and cons. But we're going to talk a little bit about some dolphin happenings.
Dolphins are only cons. I hate dolphins. They're fucked up.
We're going to start with some facts. Okay. The name. And these are all chosen for you, Marissa.
Okay.
There are three disturbing things in this show. The first is this. The name is originally from Greek, Delphus, which is related to the Greek Delphus, which is womb. The animal's name can therefore be interpreted as a fish with a womb.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
Wombs aren't gross, which is bad. I mean, never mind. Go ahead.
Generally, just again, a few facts. Generally, dolphins sleep with only one brain hemisphere in slow wave sleep at a time so that they can maintain enough consciousness to breathe, interesting, and watch for possible predators and other threats. Sleep stages earlier in sleep can occur simultaneously in both hemispheres, though.
I feel like I sleep with only one hemisphere of sleep, but for no reason.
Well, you also are keeping an eye out for danger.
Yeah, apparently.
Now, as you heard, Marissa hates dolphins, so I'm trying to kind of find the pro.
Nope!
Dolphins contribute to the environment by keeping fish populations in check. So I guess that the ocean doesn't go too crazy with fish.
Okay.
They're also food for bigger sea animals, so that's kind of a contribution, right?
Sure.
They are also called a keystone species, which means that they help indicate the ocean's health. So if a dolphin is sick from eating too much pollution, then it's probably a solid indicator that there's too much pollution in the ocean. So in that way, they're kind of like a barometer.
Okay.
Most people think dolphins are cute, too. Not you, Marissa.
Damn right.
This is explained by five factors that I have determined. One, they have rounded features and their mouths look like a smile.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Two, they're energetic and they can leap out of the water, which is apparently endearing. Three, they interact socially and they can show affection toward one another. They're intelligent, which is apparently cute as well.
It doesn't make you cute.
They're also accessible, which means that we've seen them interact with people in a non-threatening way, which tells us that they're friendly.
Oh.
Though some of us have seen them interact with people in a very threatening way as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay.
So, I don't feel like we have one for this generation, but for other generations, you know, like, we've observed friendly dolphins on TV. Like the heroic Flipper of the 60s, which was also rebooted in the 90s. And Free Willy, Orca, 90s. SeaQuest, also in the 90s. We also had Ace Ventura. I think maybe it was all 90s stuff that made us think that dolphins were okay.
Yeah, I think this new generation doesn't want movies with animals in captivity.
Yeah. Punks.
I was not criticizing that.
According to nonprofit Whale and Dolphin Conservation, dolphins have large, complex brains. Yes, the average dolphin has a larger brain than you, but it's also larger than you. Humans still win in a body size to brain size ratio. So suck on that, dolphin.
All right.
Will a dolphin score high on the SATs or an IQ test? Probably not, but you know what? No, I can confidently say no. But they do demonstrate intelligence in other ways. They're fast learners. They have advanced communication systems and develop complex social networks. They make plans together and they cooperate with one another to hunt and protect themselves and bring up their young. Dolphins allegedly have a sense of empathy, altruism, and attachment.
If they have a sense of empathy, then the things I know either makes me not agree with that, or the ones that do the things I know are really fucked up.
Yeah. We'll hit a conclusion here that I think we can draw a lot of correlations to explain what you're observing, Marissa. Okay. Apparently they also work together to take care of injured or sick pod mates if they're in a pod with other people.
Mm.
Moreover, dolphins are one of only a few species that pass the mirror test. They recognize their own reflection in a mirror. They inspect themselves and look at parts of their bodies in a mirror that they usually can't see. They also make movements and examine themselves for this movement.
Okay.
These behaviors indicate self-awareness of a highly intelligent species.
Okay.
Though I'm inclined to push back on this a bit, since humans can also recognize themselves in a mirror, but many lack self-awareness.
Yeah.
Terrorist cells also have advanced communication systems and develops complex social networks. And white supremacists cooperate with one another to protect themselves.
Hot takes over here.
Which is all to say that you can be intelligent, but not really cool. We know there are a lot of bad people, so it shouldn't shock us that there are also bad dolphins.
Bring it on.
To cross the two over, let's talk about The Girl Who Talked to Dolphins, a documentary that covers Margaret Ho Lovatt, who infamously jerked off a dolphin for science.
Yes, okay.
We have talked about this.
Think of that a lot.
We have talked about this on the show, but we have not directly addressed her by name.
Okay.
So now we get to give the woman her due. So I watched this documentary. It's about an hour. It's on Daily Motion. You gotta kind of dig around to find it. But in the 60s, people wanted to talk to animals. And the only conceivable way to do this was to make animals speak English to us.
Okay.
We couldn't learn how to speak...
Animal,
right. So after they kind of blew it with chimps, which they tried at for a while, John C. Lilly, a scientist, went to dolphins, specifically three dolphins, dolphins that were featured in the movie or the show Flipper. So we're talking about bottlenose dolphins. If you're trying to imagine this erotic tale, that will help you.
Never mind.
So Lilly went on TV and he predicted that people would be able to talk with dolphins within 2 years. It doesn't matter what year he said that because we still can't do it.
Yeah.
But when you found a NASA-funded dolphinarium, you can't just sit there all day and conduct experiments on dolphins because you're the face of the place. You need to travel, you need to fundraise. So you leave volunteer Margaret there for a while. From Wikipedia, the goal of the dolphinarium experiment was to teach dolphins human language. Over a period of 2 years, Lilly and Lovatt, that's John Lilly and Margaret Lovatt, both with very different approaches, tried to prove that human language could be mimicked by dolphins. Lovatt reasoned that if she lived with dolphins and made human-like sounds, similar to how a mother teaches her child to speak, that they would have more success. She tried speaking slowly and changing the pitch of her tone to help Peter, the dolphin, thank you, pronounce the words that she wanted him to learn. Mm-hmm. Lovatt and the pubescent male dolphin Peter spent all their time together in the isolated dolphinarium, where she documented Peter's progress and her twice daily lessons and encouraged him to say the words, "Hello, Margaret."
Mm-hmm.
According to Lovatt, the M sound was extremely difficult for Peter to pronounce without making bubbles in the water. Give him a fucking break. Peter, being an adolescent dolphin, frequently had sexual urges which disrupted his lessons. And taking Peter downstairs to the pool with the two female dolphins proved to be a logistical issue for Lovatt.
Yeah, okay.
Eventually, she relieved Peter's urges herself, stating, quote, "It wasn't sexual on my part. Sensuous, perhaps."
Ew, I forgot the story. I haven't heard this story for a long time.
It seemed to me that it made the bond closer, not because of the sexual activity, but because the lack of having to keep breaking.
Ugh, guys, just because someone keeps saying distract doesn't mean you need to jack them off. Remember that.
And that's all, she says, and that's really all it was. I was there to get to know Peter. That was part of Peter.
Nope.
It would just become part of what was going on, like an itch. Just to get rid of that, you would scratch, and then we would be done and move on.
Yeah, but if you said that for a human, it wouldn't be the same. Why is that acceptable with animals?
Give me a moment, because I can never find this when I need it. Okay. Um... Okay, so here's a clip from the documentary that I found particularly entertaining.
Okay.
There are a lot of entertaining clips, but this is the one that really spoke to me, and I think you'll know why.
Anthropologist Gregory Bateson was now seriously questioning the value of Lily's work.
My dad had, I think, a pretty firm and clear view that this was a kind of circus trick.
For Bateson, Peter was simply copying Margaret's sounds with no real comprehension of what he was saying.
I can't see why anybody in their right mind would think they were going to be able to teach or to learn to speak in some common language. You're not demonstrating anything about an animal's capacity for language by getting them to master some part of your language. You want to find out whether they have language. You want to find out what they have for their language.
So there's a man who's laughing at her in the documentary.
I feel bad for her.
But it kind of reminds you of birds, right? Just because a parrot mimics something that you say, it doesn't necessarily understand what it's saying.
What
so there were three dolphins. There were three dolphins at this place. So I think that Margaret could have gone with any of them, but the other two were female. Those two were also exposed to LSD, which caused the animals to become more vocal, but did not enable meaningful communication.
Okay.
With rumors of all of this happening, the LSD and the masturbation, no real results were coming about, so NASA pulled funding. NASA pulled their funding, and they also pulled Peter, not like that, and they moved him to a smaller, dimly lit tank, where he promptly stopped breathing, which some have called committing suicide. When you get into the dangers of projecting suicide onto an animal, apparently a dolphin can just decide to stop breathing and then sink to the bottom and die. Maybe Peter actually responded to Margaret because she was of the opposite sex.
Mm.
In 1994, there was a dolphin by the name of Tiao that lived off the waters of Sao Paulo, Brazil. He was a friendly dolphin to the female swimmers.
Okay.
Tiao likely saw male swimmers as competition for the females
that he enjoyed
swimming and flirting with.
Did he try and kill any of the males?
João Paulo Moreira, I'm pretty sure I said the last name wrong, was one such threat. So Tiao attacked him and killed him.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay.
To be fair, João was reported as being intoxicated when interacting with the dolphin and allegedly tried to force a cigarette into the dolphin's blowhole. But regardless, there were 28 reported hospitalizations from this one single dolphin, indicating that he was very territorial and he saw male swimmers as a threat.
Okay.
But manatees are not a threat to dolphins. They're herbivores who don't mess with dolphins at all. Yet, the dolphins will mess with them. From the Miami Herald. The first baby manatee that was found all alone was in 1999. Was found in 1999 by a marine mammal researcher when they spotted a group of dolphins surrounding the manatee calf. Quote, for 15 minutes, the dolphins exhibited a variety of social and affiliative behaviors directed at the manatee calf, including rubbing and supportive behaviors, with the dolphins appearing to push the manatee calf to the surface, the researcher said. Okay.
Okay.
But how did it get there in the first place? From 2010 to 2020, 13 orphaned manatee babies were found with tooth rake marks on their bodies, suggesting that the dolphins played a part in their separations from their mothers.
Fucking bitches.
Dolphins do not eat manatees, and why they act this way with another species is unclear. Eric Ramos.
Because they're drunk on power.
Eric Angel Ramos, the lead author and scientist of the International Foundation for Nature and Sustainability, told Live Science. It's likely that they are quite curious when they encounter manatees, and because dolphins are often aggressive with one another, they display this behavior to other species like manatees. That's one explanation, but not the only one. Quote, around the world, we see bottlenose dolphins literally acting like jerks and being violent with other species. Senior author Jeremy Kiska, a biological science professor at Florida International University, told Live Science, I am confident in saying that, yeah, I think they want to inflict death.
Yep, see? This is what I was waiting for. This is what I know about dolphins.
Marissa talked to us about orca trends back in September, like I said, where they were attacking boats and shit. Okay, that's fine. In the episode, she also talks about how orcas attacked porpoises. Dolphins have also attacked porpoises by dragging them underwater or flipping them around in the air.
Poor fucking porpoises, man.
BBC News reports, wildlife guide Josh Pedley, not related to Michael Pedley, as far as I know, told his group, we are going to see something we've never seen before, and it might not exactly be nice, but it is such a rare occurrence that it is worth watching and documenting because you will never see it again. He explained to the boat passengers that dolphins kill porpoises for sport, not for food.
Oh.
Porpoises can be up to 6 feet long, which is kind of human-sized, right? So maybe that's why they're messing with people, too. They think they're porpoises. How's that large brain going, dolphin? Some incidents come from swimming with dolphin experiences. Like, you know, you pay for an experience to go swim with a dolphin. Like the 10-year-old British girl who was dragged underwater and bopped around a bit, but she lived.
Oh, good.
Then yous know about the risks to humans, so they make the humans sign liability release forms to use, and they use clear language to indemnify the venue and employees against lawsuits pertaining to the injury or death of participants.
Ugh.
So, for that one, I'm kind of like, you know, if you're signing up and paying money to swim with dolphins, you're doing so at your own risk.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you deserve to die, but you're stupid. But last year, 18 men were attacked off the coast of Japan. It turns out that researchers suspect it was all from the same dolphin.
Wow.
And he's been repeating these attacks for a few years now. One researcher said that if it was truly an attack, the dolphin would have come in harder and faster. But tell that to the 60-year-old man with broken ribs and bite marks on his hands.
Aw, poor baby.
It turns out, Marissa, that this dolphin is an incel. He's lonely, sexually frustrated, as one outlet put it.
Who fucking cares? That's not an excuse for men or dolphins.
Researchers say it's unclear why the dolphin is on his own. I think I know why. Bottlenose dolphins usually live in pods with males forming long-term partnerships with other males. Paired males bite, chase, rub, and engage in sexual behaviors, such as pressing their penises against one another as part of these relationships. And they believe that the dolphin was trying to treat the humans just like their male pair mate.
But it's consensual with their male pair mates, right?
Interesting. Sussex Wildlife Trust says dolphins don't have the same concept of consent as humans do.
Okay.
To which I say no shit.
Yeah.
From an article on their website, dolphins are known to attack and kill baby dolphins. It's understood that this is because males see the new calves as competition.
Oh, yeah.
So they may try to see if they could off the baby so that the mother is free to make more babies with them.
See, like, yeah, I knew about that. But, like, from an evolutionary standpoint, who does that fucking help? How is that how that went? Like, I don't – that's an insane thing to me.
Yeah. And continuing the article, you've probably seen footage of dolphins playing. However, sometimes it may be that they are, quote-unquote, playing with other animals. A well-known example is a group of dolphins using a baby shark as a makeshift volleyball. To humans, these behaviors may seem shocking, but it's important to remember that scientific literature suggests that they are quite normal, albeit somewhat violent, behaviors.
I don't have to keep in mind shit, bitch. I hate dolphins. Serious.
And I see what you're saying, Marissa, but I do have to say, hashtag not all dolphins.
Yeah, okay, fine, sure.
Most dolphins are not killing their own or attacking human beings. They're actually more at risk from humans than we are from them. But you know what? We say the same thing about spiders and mice and stuff like that, and they still scare us. In Cape Cod last year, 2024, 376 dolphins were stranded ashore. That is 6 times the average number. And if you do the math, that's about 60 dolphins just coming ashore every year.
Okay.
Brian Sharp, a marine mammal rescue team lead for the International Fund for Animal Welfare, told WBUR Boston, any effect of climate change on the ocean temperature or salinity, how much saline or salt is in the ocean, is going to affect the prey resource of the fish. Meaning, well, that as part of the food web is going to have some kind of ripple that cascades through the food web, which eventually leads to marine mammals like dolphins. So they might run short on food and they have to look in other places to find it, which means they might end up closer to shore. Sometimes they're traveling in pods and they just kind of get lost, and then a tide will push them to shore, resulting in mass strandings.
Okay.
Now you have to remember, dolphins don't have arms or legs, so they can't just pick themselves up and jump back in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll find out if that's true a little later.
Oh, okay.
There are various kinds of dolphins, though we only tend to think of the bottlenose variety. The closest living relative of cetaceans are the hippopotamuses. These share a semi-aquatic ancestor that branched off from other artiodactyls some 60 million years ago. And this is interesting to me because hippos are often also portrayed as cute, but they will stomp you to death without thinking twice.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't like hippos either. Why do I even know all this shit about how horrible animals are? I don't even, like, know where I sourced all my information, which I know is accurate, but I just don't know where it came from.
I know, you sort of acquire it over time.
Yeah. I've learned to hate, I will hate every animal by my death.
The modern dolphin skeleton, Marissa, has 2 small rod-shaped pelvic bones, thought to be a vestigial hind limb. Mm. In October of 2006, an unusual bottlenose dolphin was captured in Japan. It had small fins on each side of its genital slit.
Ew. Oh, God.
That was the third one.
That's not cool.
Which scientists believe to be an unusually pronounced development of these vestigial hind limbs, meaning that, yes, at one point, dolphins did have legs.
Next to their genitals?
Yes. Just like you, Marissa.
Oh, I
don't
guess,
be crazy.
Yeah, you're right. It just sounded weird. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Where are you keeping up?
Yeah, okay, never mind. I was thinking of it differently.
A study at the U.S. National Marine Mammal Foundation also revealed that dolphins, like humans, can develop a natural form of type 2 diabetes.
Oh.
That's just an extra fact I threw in there.
Okay.
So, we've learned some things about dolphins today, and we've also learned some things about humans. First, dolphins and humans can get horny.
Yes.
But second, dolphins...
in the same room.
Yes, in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So the story of this woman comes to the surface, no pun intended, being that we're talking about water, and Hustler picks up the story. Hustler, the smut magazine.
Oh, yeah, I know. Where is this going? Maybe that's why.
And
the story.
They wrote an article about how she would have sex with a dolphin.
Okay, nope, definitely not how I know the story. Ew.
And, you know, they didn't have pictures, right? So they had an artist imagine a rendering.
Gross. Wait, but...
And this lady, it's in the 60s. She's not like a smut hound or anything. She's not picking up Hustler magazine, but she hears about it. So she goes out and she buys a copy and she reads the article and she's mortified. She's like, it was nothing like that.
Wait,
it was just like...
I'm confused. Bestiality is illegal, correct?
Yes.
Is it legal to write fanfic in these magazines about things that are illegal? Because I'm sure they couldn't have a Hustler story about someone having sex with a minor.
Well, it's just a story.
Yeah, but can you have a story about, like, pedophilia in Hustler magazine?
Well, I think that would be in poor taste.
Oh, but not bestiality? I was like, why is the line? I feel like the line should be drawn at bestiality.
I would tend to agree with you.
Yeah, that just seems really weird to me. Okay.
Though I think there's another aspect of it too, where it's kind of like, well, this, you know, sort of like the Weekly World News. This is based in some matter of truth, so it's not really, you know. Dolphins and humans, this is the second thing we learned today. Dolphins and humans both have affection for people who jerk us off.
Oh, God.
Three, dolphins and humans. Dolphins and humans can be cute and aggressive at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, when you're with a group of friends, humans, like dolphins, will do something jerk-like just because of the social pressure.
Okay.
And number five, it's not the size of the brain, it's the motion in the ocean that can really hurt if you're smaller than the animal that you're with in the ocean.
Okay. I don't like this part.
Well, good, because I'm done.
Oh, okay.
Now, if that inspired any icebreaker in you, since I read so fast, you are welcome to sort of pitch one now if you'd like.
Icebreaker.
I guess this would be an ice extra breaker.
Yeah.
An ice demolisher.
Thank you. Do you have an animal or any sort of living being that, not a person specifically. What?
Go ahead.
That you don't like.
Okay.
What did you think I was going to say? That you want to jerk off?
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought you were going to say.
No!
Like your, I believe, three times icebreaker, what cartoon character would you have sex with?
Yeah, but I would never say what cartoon character. No, I'd probably say what cartoon character are you attracted to. I don't think we'd have sex with. And I would never say what cartoon character would you jerk off, for the record. Anyway, yeah, what's an animal or being that you really don't like? Because I hate dolphins. Because I just know that they tend to rape other dolphins and drown the young so they can have sex with the mom again. And I think that's fucked up, and I don't care. I don't care what size their brains are. I don't care anything. I hate them.
Do you hate people?
Mostly.
Yeah. Okay. I was just checking. Because I'm sure that there has been a human being out there who killed a baby just so that their spouse or girlfriend or whatever would pay more attention to them instead of the baby.
The thing is, though, let's say you were teaching another species about humans. That wouldn't be... I don't think that's a thing.
Well, these aren't the leading...
Yeah, they're not leading, but there are enough that both you and I came across that in research. I don't think any human research would, like, that we're known to kill our own species to have sex with the mother. I don't think that would be in any research about our species.
I guess so.
So it must happen enough. So, yeah, how about you? So I hate dolphins and roaches. I don't need to explain why I hate roaches.
I don't like... don't give me any shit about this, okay? I don't like sneaky animals.
Why would I give you shit about that? I don't like anything that gets its way in my house, which I assume overlaps with sneaky animals.
I don't like if you're just like walking around one day and then part of the ground starts to move and it's a snake. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Same thing happens to me back home with, like, frogs or toads or whatever.
Oh, I don't mind frogs.
It's just, like, I'm doing some gardening, and then this frog, I'm, like, apparently 2 inches away from it, and I don't see it because it blends in.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like camouflaged animals. I want all animals to be neon colors.
Fun fact, everybody. Once my brother found a neon... It looked like it belonged to a tropical environment. Found like a neon, multicolored, tiny frog in my parents' upstairs bedroom.
Hmm.
Just on a random day. Don't know how it went up a whole flight of stairs. Don't feel like exotic neon-colored frogs are native to the Poconos. We'll never know. Anyway, no. Continue.
Did he smash it?
No, we put it outside. I wouldn't even smash it, and I don't like anything.
Oh, well then, he kind of committed it to death when he put it outside.
What, should he have tucked it in my parents' bed and sang it a lullaby?
Yeah, yeah, that would have been appropriate. Okay. Even a shoebox with some padding.
I mean, presumably it came from outside. Don't you think it belonged outside?
I think that your family was recently on vacation.
My parents were not home. They were on a vacation while it happened.
And you took your suitcases upstairs and you put them upstairs, and a frog just happened to move into one of the side pack pouches on one of your bags. And then it came out and it was like, huh, this is pretty cool. As long as I can live on like dust up here, no offense, we all have dust, Marissa. I'm not saying your house is dirty, but as long as I can live on dust and like eat some of these bugs up here, I think I'll be okay. And then Carlos found him and killed him.
He didn't kill them, him, them, it, and my parents weren't even home. Nope.
So yeah, I don't like sneaky animals. And mice too. Mice are also
mice
sneaky.
Are disgusting. Oh, but not rats. You love a rat?
I don't believe I have encountered one.
I think they're sneaky. I don't know if they're sneaky. No, they might not be sneaky.
They seem kind of bold.
No, yeah.
At least in New York City.
They're very aggressive. I think my mother would not like me to repeat this, but apparently a rat, I think, was in my dad's crib when he was a baby.
Oh, you've said this before, so don't worry.
Yeah, and also chased someone who was holding a piece of cake in his house. So my father said rats are very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, also I've watched I follow a New York account on social media, and there's like a video of like a man sleeping and a rat just like going on his shoulder.
Yeah.
So yeah, rats are horrifyingly not sneaky.
Plugs.
So, got any plugs?
I do have some plugs. You know, sometimes you go into something with low expectations or no expectations, and sometimes that's the best way to go. I will tell you guys that, related to that, I am doing Pete Ruins a Movie on Kraven the Hunter.
I didn't even know that was out.
It was out, and then it was out of theaters. Now it's on demand, and apparently it's the number one movie on iTunes.
Wow. I just want you all to know that Pete asked what movie he should ruin, and I gave him a recommendation, and he refused to do it.
Yeah. Though, if you are a long time, consumer of our material, you'll know that I said I would never watch this movie when I did a preview for it. I don't even think I got through the preview for it. That Sasquatch movie where it's a bunch of farts and stuff.
Oh, I made you watch the preview?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
But if you're looking for a straightforward, land-based movie with no dolphins in it, I enjoyed The Silent Hour, which is now available on Hulu. It stars Joel Kinnaman, and it's a fun movie. It also deals with disability, and I liked that. I thought that was a nice spin on things.
Okay.
I also recently worked on taking my late cousin's YouTube and turning it into a podcast.
Oh, nice.
And you can find that under shows at yallheard.me. But I will warn you, it's a very, 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 very... very niche project that he was working on, which is, if I have my number correct, ranking characters by season for 48 seasons of Survivor.
Wow. I kind of like that, though. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
How about you?
I'm going to plug something I didn't even see yet, but I want people to see it because I'm excited about him leading a film. I don't know how to pronounce his name. And for some reason, when I Google how to pronounce his name, instead of just seeing the enunciation written out, all it is like 20 videos where you hear someone pronouncing his name. So yeah. I can't do it now, but, K-Hei Kwan. So the guy who was in Everything Everywhere All at Once, but also he was the young, he was Short Round in the Indiana Jones movies, if you, are familiar. But, you know, he's having...
Oh, the new one.
No. What?
The new Indiana Jones movie?
Oh, no. I mean the old one.
Okay. I don't know who we're talking about.
Oh, wait. Did you see Everything Everywhere All at Once?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's in the
news. I had it in my queue, and then it just, like, went off whatever service.
Did you see... Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Have you seen the old Indiana Jones movies?
Seen? Probably.
Do you remember, like, a young Asian
no,
man?
No. Nothing.
Young Asian boy, not a man.
Don't remember anything.
Okay. Anyway. This is basically someone... He's having a career resurgence. He was a child actor. He didn't get work for, like, ever. And then he won, I'm pretty sure he won an Oscar for Everything Everywhere All at Once. And he's like this really charming guy. But he's not like this like buff, like conventionally attractive Hollywood star. But he is starring in his own action movie, The Weekend Before Valentine's Day, called Love Hurts. And Marshawn Lynch is in it. Did I not make you watch this? Okay, but I particularly, not just because the movie looks fun, I particularly love the guy who's starring in it. So this one is just like a straight up silly action movie. It's a comedy action movie, which, you know, it doesn't look like it's like groundbreaking, but just very fun. And I actually feel like it's been a while since there's been a very fun, like, action comedy. So, yeah, I think it comes out.
And Marshawn Lynch was hilarious in that. What the hell was that? It just lost it all.
What?
That movie that we watched together where the.
Bottoms?
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch is fucking hilarious. So, yeah, I'll watch anything with Kei-Hei Kwan or Marshawn Lynch. So, yeah, that comes out February 7th weekend. So, yeah, if you like an action movie, give it a chance because it looks really fun. Anyway, guys, you can give us a call at 570-POD-WAD-1 with any topics. If you just want to, I don't know, give us a call and tell us how much you love us. Or you can email us at...
Actually, you know what? Please give us a call at 570-POD-WAD-1. Even if you don't really have anything to say, just leave a message to remind us that it's working. Just be like, hey, and then hang up. You can email us at yallheardpod@gmail.com.
And as always, feel free to slide into my DMs anytime.
At Riz Vandal.
Thank you, at Riz Vandal. Guys, thank you for listening. Stay safe out there. Everyone is getting sick, so be careful and goodbye.
Oh, guys, if you stayed this long, you need to hear about this. Marissa, cover your ears.
Okay.
So I use this nasal irrigation system. The biggest fear I have is that I'm just going to drown because I'm shoving water up my nose. And that's pretty much what happened. I think I waterboarded myself. Bye.
Bye.